My guest on the school report is Gateway 7 to 12 principal Tom Haas. Mr. Haas, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Doing well. It is the end of the year. It's quickly here. Busy, busy time over the next, less than 30 days to go in this school year. Talk a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going on for students in these next few weeks.
Well, our kids just had prom over this past weekend. It's always good to see them get out there and dancing and letting loose a little bit. And then we have continued testing. We've already done our English, but we'll be getting our math and science and history tests underway as well, where our kids get to show off all their strengths and everything they learned through the year.
Now, with the testing platforms and things like that, is this for all grade levels, correct? You've got the senior testing. How is the senior testing working in with the end-of-year exams and graduation?
So the seniors, for the most part, will not test at all for the state tests. They have AP tests if they're in AP class. Otherwise, the seniors would be one of the only grades that won't have any type of testing at all for state tests.
Now, as we get ready for graduation here very shortly, talk about what parents of seniors need to be ready, what seniors need to be ready for.
So the seniors are going to need to be making sure they have their community service hours in. We always want to make sure we're putting our best foot forward and showing that we're giving back and not just receiving to our community around us. And then they need to make sure that they're also lining up for all their classes are passing and they're ready to graduate, which we also double check to make sure they're not left in the dark there. And then they are going to have their senior last day is going to be on the 22nd, where they're going to be done and they're going to get to go hang out at the football field and just have a good time. And then they have senior practice. Well, it goes with their breakfast on the 24th. And we all need them there because we want to make sure the ceremony looks perfectly put together and smooth, because we want to be proud of our graduating seniors, and this is for them and for their families. So we want to make sure they're there at the practice and then the graduation on the 25th, and we're all excited for that date.
Absolutely. And you mentioned community service. There's an exciting event for Gateway students that have met their community service goals. Talk about what is in store for those students.
Yes, so our middle school students, our 7th and 8th grade students that build enough community service hours during the school year, they submit it to our guidance office, and then they get to go on what's known as a gap trip, and they'll go up to Cedar Point, the reward for giving back to the community and making a point to help everyone around them.
It's always fun to go to Cedar Point. I haven't been there in a long time. It sounds like a fun deal, especially with the new roller coaster. As we come to the close of the year, let's kind of recap things and talk a little bit about the events that parents need to be aware of, significant dates, and things like that as we wrap up today.
Yeah, so we have state testing for math on the 23rd and 24th of April, science on the 30th of April, and then history is on the 1st of May if they're involved in any of those testing. And then we have the D.C. trip where our 8th grade kids go to Washington, D.C. on May 14th through 16th. And then we also have the gap trip on May 22nd for our anyone in 7th and 8th grade that completed those hours. And then we have everything getting ready for graduation for our seniors, making sure they're there on May 24th for their practice and May 25th for their actual graduation, where we get to send them off with smiles and joy.
Well, Mr. Haas, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today, updating us on things going on at Gateway as the end of the year draws close.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. My guest today on the school report has been Gateway 7 to 12 principal Tom Haas on WKLN.